Mr. Sturgill, will you please read us back into open session?
Whereas the Coburn Town Council has convened a closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote in accordance with the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.23712 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Coburn Town Council that such meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law, now therefore be it resolved that the Coburn Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one only public business matters lawfully exempt from open meeting requirement by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting to which the certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the executive meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Coburn Town Council. Carl Scollins.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Devin Tane Mooney.
Aye.
Lisa Wicker.
All right, we are back in open session. Are there any council actions resulting from closed session?
No.
No.
Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins?
No comments.
Mr. Steele?
No comment.
Ms. Steele?
Well, I'm going to, because I didn't put myself on the agenda, and I'm going to talk about the EDA this past Saturday. We gave out two grants / loans, one to Happy Days for them to... He's actually already turned in his receipts to show that he has covered his money. And I also have the receipts that we gave to the second place, which was Guest River Coffee. I guess you need a new thing, too.
I'm low riding.
That's in reference to their chairs falling down. But the EDA did give out two grants, and each business was very appreciative of what they were given. And I'm hoping the town can help us some more because we've given out some money and we might need to replenish our stock of money to be able to continue with the grants, which do seem to be a good business draw for the hometown people that are putting in their small businesses. That's that. And then I appreciate everybody hanging out with us tonight. And I appreciate the work for the pool coming up because I really like my pool. And that's all.
All right. I will say welcome back, Mr. Collins. We have surely missed you on the meetings that you've had to miss due to your health, so we are glad that you're back. We always appreciate your input that you provide. Of course, we had a packed house tonight, and I will reiterate that I appreciate everything that all of our council does, all our department heads and our employees do, but again, I will say that if there's someone out there feels that they could do better, they'll just let me know. I'll give them this seat come 2026. And with that, I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.